We are in Daf Kuf Mem Omed Aleph. Around after the first quarter of the Omed. Toshma. Now, just to refresh our memory, the Gemara had said that the whole mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain is only noyeg by an Oif Toya. The Gemara says, Ki yikore kan tziper lefonecha, and tziper, the terminology of tziper is only used by a tziper tohero. Oif could be tomei and toya, but a tziper is always by an oif toya. And that is what the sugya is going to be mefalpel. Toshma, it says by the tzipore mitzorem, Shtei tziporim chayois. So what is the taich chayois? My chayois, lav shechayois bepicho. That it's mutter bepicho. That means that they're oifois tohirim. Michlal, the iko, the lav chayois bepicho. The lav shechayois bepicho. That means if you translate that chayois means it's roi lepicho, it's edible, so the Torah specifies these tziporim are edible tziporim, that means the Torah, but it seems there are other tziporim which are not edible, that so we see that the shame tzipor is applicable by a oif tamei also. So the Gemara says, loy, my chayos, Shechayin roshei evorim shalem, that the evorim are shleimim, they're not mechuser evel. That's what it means. But every tzipor is a tzipor that's mutter. So chayis means that the evorim are shleimim. Let us see Rashi. Shtei tziporim chayis, my chayis, lav chayis lepicha. Ru'uyois lepicha, these are tziporim which are edible. Tohirois. Umidach siv. Tziporim chayois. Mechlal de'ike, dishmayu tziporim. There are other oifes that are also called tziporim. V'loi chayis nino. Behavu tmeis, that they're tmeis. So the Gemara says, no, that the translation of chayis is, Shechayin roshei evorim shalahem, lemu'utei mechusoreis eva. A mechusar eva is possible for tzipori mitzoyrim. Zuk te gemore weiter, toshma miseife. Let's go further in the posik. Tahirais, shtei tziporim, chayois tahirais. Now what is tahirais over there? Come to tell us, lav mechlam, dike tmeis. There are tmeis. So the Gemara says, loy, mechlal dike treifeis. That means, tahiris means, mutadike, the tziporim that are mutadike, and lafuki, a tzipor that's a treife. But tzipor zicha means, an oif toyer, and toheres means that mutter bachile den a treifes. Fregt de Gemore, treifes michayes nafke. Treifes, a treife ene chaye. So memele, so you could be memayet treifes from the first word chayes. Michayes nafke. So now, be'etzem, we have here a problem. Which Taisvis addresses the problem. I mean, just said before that Chayis comes to tell us Mechusareva. Now the Gemara says that Chayis is Memayit Treife. So that we'll put on the side till we get to Taisvis Bezer Hashem. So the Gemara, but the Gemara asks, so Treife is Mechayis Nafke. So why do you need a new miut of Tahiris? So if you say that a treifa can live more than Yud Beis Chodesh, So you can't be mamayit treifa from chayes, because a treifa also lives more. So then it's good. Then you have a good teretz. So you cannot, you couldn't be mamayit treifa from chayes, because a treifa lives more than you'd base chaydish. So you need to hoyres to be mamayit treifa. Elulaman da omar treifa eino chayim, but if you hold a treifa is eino chayim, mayikal ameima, if you hold that a treifa is chaya, so you don't have the miyut of chayas, but there's another miyut. With the tongue, I know that a treifa is possible for tzipayre metzayre from another limud, so you can't say tahiris is coming to be mamaya treif. What other limud do we have? Be the tana devei Rabbi Yishmael nafke. The tana devei Rabbi Yishmael nemar marsher umechaper befnim. And there is a mechaper befnim. There's a kolben that's mechaper befnim. And there is a kolben that is a machsher bifnim. That means a kolben that a mechusar kapore brings in order to be machsher himself, that he's mutter to eat kochim. That kolben in Yisoid is not mechaper, it's a machsher. So nemar machsher umechaper bifnim. V'nemar machsher umechaper b'chutz. Now, there's a machsher umechaper b'chutz. We'll see in Rashi, the soyer hamishtaleach is mechaper b'chutz. And the tzipore chayois are machsher the metzore. That means he's now mutter lovoi b'machne. Nema machsher umechaper b'chutz. Ma machsher umechaper ha'omer b'fnim. Just like the machsher in mechaper befnim also by machsher ke mechaper, so the machsher has the same characteristics and the same halachas like the mechaper. Af machsher umechaper ha'omer b'chutz also by machsher ke mechaper. Now let us see Rashi to appreciate the Gemara's kashi. Zot Rashi. Shechain Roshei Boim Shalem Lemutim Mechusoi Seiba Lav Mechlal Dike Tmeyes Beloshen Kushe Mishani Loi Mechlal Deika Asurais. Tahiris means that we're Memayed not Tmeyes, Tzipurim are only Tahiris, no Memayed also Dike Tzipur, that's a Treife. The Loi Liskashru Letaris Metzoire. Af al gav de lav kol beninu, elo michutz lamachne shoich del kli cheres, af al pikeim, we have a miyut, that if it's also bachilem, it is not metayra metzoyra. So the Gemara asks, michayis nafke, v'loi treifa de eino chaya, why do you need a new miyut of tohoirais to be mamayit treifem, can be mamayit from chayis. Ani cheo da matzchus krachinim laman da omar treifa chayim. If you hold a treifa is chayim, this is very good. V'oi treifa meditone dvei Rabbi Yishmoel mibinyan av nafke. A treifa b'chlal. I don't need a posik to tell me that a treifa is posel for tzipeire metzore. I can learn this out from a binyan of Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. What's the binyan of? It says, Machsher bifnim. Hashem metzore, v'chatois mechusori kapore, tizovin v'yoldois, she'einem boim elo lahachshiron bekotche. These korbanos, it's an osham and a chatos, the sole purpose of this kolben is not to be mechaper. The sole purpose of this kolben is to be machshel, that they can eat kochim. Now, mechaper bifnim, there's other chatois and hashomis, kol chatois v'hashomis. So we have, there are two sugim of chatois and ashomis. The zachatos va'osham, that's mechaper. The zachatos va'osham, that's machshir, amechusa kapore, to eat kochim. So you have two. So now we see, and then there's a machshir b'chutz. The tzipori metzoyre are metayr the metzoyre is permitted to enter the machne. Mechaper bechutz soira mishtaleach. So we have a machshir mechaper bechutz. So just like the by the machshir and mechaper befnim, also by machshir kimechaper. So the machshir has all some characteristics of the mechaper, b'chol minei kashris v'tare, shrei gam hamachshirim kreivim ha'amurim shalem. How do I know this? Because you are makriv the imurim of the machshirim. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to mention two small ha'ores on this Rashi. First of all, the Davoin, you don't understand the kefal haloshen of Rashi. Also, by machshir kimechaper b'chol minei kashris v'tare. That the machshir has kol minei kashris v'tare of the mechaper. So what's kashris and tare? I don't know. We'll see that, mum pasels, achveis, treifes pasel, I don't know, but this lotion of kol mine kashrus vetare, I don't appreciate the kefal lotion. I don't understand the kefal lotion. Right, okay. Now, Rashi is coming to tell us, how do you know? How do you know that a machshir, now let us just appreciate what Rashi is going to explain to us. There's a posik that a metzayre brings an osham. There's a posik that a mechusa kippurim brings a chatos. So how do you know that this korban is the same halachas of a korban that's mechaper? I mean, Tonet ve'Rav Yishmael said, just like we find bifnim, that the machshir has the same halachas like the mechaper. So b'chutz also the machshir has the same halachas like the mechaper. So Rashi wants to say, how do you, maybe not, maybe b'fnim gufi, you're building, you're learning out b'chutz mi b'fnim, maybe b'fnim gufi, the machshir doesn't have the same halachas of the mechaper. How do you know? So Rashi says, shregama machshirim kreivim haimburim shalem. Oh, I'll prove it to you. Because the machshirim, an asham metzoyre, a chatos of a mechusa kapore, ye makrev de murim. Oh, if ye makrev de murim, oh, it's a rai, has to have all the alochis, it has to have the kashris in tare of a mechaper. Or else, you would never be makrev de murim. That's l'chayre de ivrin Rashi. So what did Rashi see in the Akrovas Emurim? Rashi jumped to the Akrovas Emurim. Till the Akrovas Emurim, we have a Shrita, we have a Kabbalah, we have a Zrike. Rashi doesn't talk about it. We have a Akrovas Emurim. We have a Akrovas Emurim. Al-Kochach, it has to have kol mine kashrus v'tare. So I thought perhaps Rashi means, Rashi in Chumash brings down Eskolboni Lachmi Leishai. What's Lachmi? So Rashi says in Parshas Pinchas, Lachmi Eilu Hoimurim. So that's Lachem Alekecha, that means Kavyochil, when the Psukim speak about the Haktore of the Emurim, that's called the Lechem of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Lachmi. So, if this is the lechem of the Rabbeinu Shalom, so Mestama has to have all the kashris and all the tare of another kolm. Because this is the lechem. That means lechere Rashi, the zrike could be. Maybe only by a kapore, there's special halachas that the kolm has to have kashris v'tare. But this is lechem aleikecha. So memela al kochach. This is lechem aleikecha. The machshir also has this maila of lechem aleikecha. Yemakte dimu. It zichy has to have kol minei kashrus v'tach. Lechere that is pshat. I think in Rashi. But I got a little stuck with this. I don't, Tzmeishpil, the Rambam says, we'll see later, Rashi says, we learn out, so just like Oshem, that's Mechaper, Abal Mum is Posse, we'll see, we learn out, just like Abal Mum is Posse by an Oshem, that's Mechaper, so Abal Mum is Posse by an Oshem, that's Matar. Fine, we learn out that they're the same. That's the Mine Kashrus Matar, that the Kobonis that Amachsha have, like a kolben that's mechaper. Now, a kolben that is mechaper, if you shecht a balmum, if you zeirik the dam of a balmum, you're over an isser, you're over a lav. Is lechayrem, I mean, so you see the, so I don't understand why Rashi jumped the zalav to be makriv a balmum. This gimel, the Rambam paskins, this gimel lavin, to be magdish abamum, to shecht abamum, to be zorik the dam of abamum. So why did Rashi jump all of a sudden? I mean, if there's a psul, I mean, these are kobonis, so I don't understand why Rashi jumped to the haktorah. Unless come out a mirror de kechidish, if you'll have a machshah that's a balmum, there's no lab of the zrike, only there's a lab in the haktor. Chvesna kloa Rashi jumped to the haktor to prove that al kochach the machshah has the same alochas of the mechapa. Al kaponim, let's go further. So Rashi says, so that's, yeah. Af pechutz osa machshir tziporim kemechaper. So you have pechutz also a machaper. Pechutz you also have a machshir. So we make a binyan of that the machshir has to have the characteristics of the machaper. So Rashi says, what are the characteristics of a mechaper bachutz? So Rashi says, tziporim kemechaper, soyer mishtaleich da osa bemum. A soyer mishtaleich is osa bemum, the boy roi l'shem, shebeizei sheyipol agoiro l'shem, yeroi l'mezbeach. So Rashi says, you bring, by the soyer mishtaleich, you take shnei seirim. Shnei Seirim, and you make a goyrel on the Shnei Seirim. Now, each Seir has to have the potential to be Roi Lashem. You're making a goyrel. So, zet men doch, that the Machshir is possible if it has a mum. Because it has to be Roi Lashem. The Seir de Lazozel is possible if it has a mum, because it has to be Roi Lashem. Each soy has to be Roi Lashem. So now I say, the machshir, the shtei tziporim, which are also bachutz, also have the same characteristics of the mechaper, and the mum will pass. That's how we learn now. Now, just like to mention a few things on this Rashi. First of all, let us just remind ourselves the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it says, Shtei tziporim tahoyrois. So Tahoyrois is telling us that if the treife, it's possible. Tahoyrois doesn't mean a mean toyer. The Pashteitzach, it's a mean toyer because it says tziporim. Tahoyrois means it's not treife. They're not treife. So the Gemara says, you need a posik to tell me that it's not treife. The machshir has to be like the mechaper. So I know it's not treife. Rashi all of a sudden jumps in with mumim, that the machshir can't have a mum. So the Mashos Meirah this, Apsal Chayra Rashi is not stimming with the flow of the Gemara. L'chayra Rashi should have said, just like the Soyer HaMishtalech cannot be a treifer, so the Tziporim also can be a treifer. And then Rashi jumped to Mumin. That or the Masho is, the Loshen of Rashi is, it's not B'digduk, but L'chayra the Kavon of Rashi Zichem means to tell us that the Masho can't be a treifer. Ain't the M'dugdik, also betreifa havelele minket. And he says the emes, it's also, Rashi is saying the truth, that if we're medame, marsha lemachaper, so memele it's also true, just like by the mechaper a mumul pasul, so by the marsha also the mumul pasul. But Rashi is telling us the truth, but in the flow of the sugyat, Rashi should have said something else. That's what the marsha says. So, Bekitzel, let's be a little elich. Let us just say that Al Kaponim, the Gemara is telling us that you can't say that the Pasuk is telling us that the Tziporim Metzoire cannot be Treife, because I can learn this out from the Binyan of Tanit VeRabbi Shmuel, so don't need a Pasuk for this. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, fine. But I also learn now. But Rashi says, can't have a mum either, because I learn out. No, so if I can't have a mum, so the Maksha can't be a Mechusar either. The Gemara before said that Chayos comes to tell us that the Oifus can't be a Mechusar either. No, what do you need this Pasuk for? I can learn out Maksha from Mechapa. So Mamele, so that Kasha Betzim, the Ritva asks, Taisvis asks this Kasha, this is another problem. Fine. But there's a Moirdike third problem, where we are learning out Marsha from Mechapa. That means, just like Bifnim, the Beis HaMikdash, there's an Oshem that's Mechapa, there's an Oshem that's Metayah. And there we see that the Oshem that's Metayah is the same characteristics of the Oshem that's Mechapa. So Bachutz, we have a soil that's Mechapa, the soil has also. We have a Tziper that's Marsha. So also they have to have the same characteristics, same similarities, they have to be the same. So Rashi says, how do you know that the Soyer HaMishtaleya is possible if it has a mum? So Rashi says, because it has to be Roy Lashem. It has to be Roy Lashem. Fine. So now we're going to say it has to have the same characteristics. But now, let's stop 1 second and let's start thinking. But before the Hagrola, each Soyer is a potential Mechapa Bifnim. Each soil is a potential soil Bifnim. When does the soil become a Mechapa Bachutz? That's after the Agrola. After the Agrola. This is the soil Azazel. This is the soil Hashem. So now, if I want to learn out a Machshir from a Mechapa Bachutz, that's after the Agrola. Now, Kain Shoyel Aben, after the Agrola, who told you a mum will pass by the soil Azozo? The Rashi only brought a raya that a mum will pass before the Agrola, and there are passels because maybe it's going to be Roy Lefnim. So that's why it passels, because each soil has to be a potential Lefnim. But after it becomes a Mechapa Bechutz, who told you Bechlal that, that a mum will passel, that treifus will passel, and our whole limud is, we're learning out a machshe bachutz from a mechapa bachutz. Who told you the mechapa bachutz, after it's nizbara, that this is the mechapa bachutz, that a mum will passel, that treifus will passel? This is, so the Leiv Aryeh brings a gemara that there's another drash, that the amum will passel afterwards also. I said, why did Rashi bring this drash? No, that you have to take with a grain of salt. That'll be the best way how to understand a kaponim agamore. That let's that what the drash Rashi brought is true, but it's not relevant to our gemara. Rashi brought this drash, but the Maase said there's a special drash that says a mumul pasul after the hagrola till your mashlech lazozel. Fine. So memele, that's that. Let's go a little further. So we're in a problem now. We have a problem. you're telling me every tzipor is a tzipor tahira. So why does it say by the tziporim it's tzipor tahira? It's coming to tell us not treifa. So Mo says, anshuldik, not treifa, I know from Tanad Rabbi Shmuel. We're makish, machshel, and mechaper. And just like a mechaper b'chutz, a treifa is nismayet, a balmum is nismayet. So adin amachshe b'chutz also a treif is nismayit. I don't need to hoyrest be mamayit treif. Ela omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So the world was stuck now. We don't know what this tahoyres is coming to tell us. Lemutei tzipoyrei ir hanidachas. Oh, something else. Tahoyres is coming to tell us that mutares, it means mutares, and not treife. Treife I know from those, from Tanad Rabbi Shmuel, and we'll see a thesis why this. I don't know from Tanad Rabbi Shmuel, but it's coming to teach us tzipoirei iranidachas. I had a tzipor from an iranidachas. That means like this. The din is if you have an iranidachas, so you kill all the behemoths. And l'chayra hua, then you kill the ifis also. We'll see. You kill the ifis. So we had a tzipor that belonged to someone in an iranidachas. And now they became an iranidachas, so this tzipor is also bano. So sabachila, also bano, you have to kill it. Shalom al Yisrael. So the Gemara says like this. So Memeles or Tahoiris is coming to tell us that the Tzipoirim that you're going to use to be Metayra Metzoire have to be Mutter Bachile and Bano Lafuki. You cannot take a Tzipor from a Iranidachas and use it for Tzipoirim Metzoire. That's, so Tahoiris means Mutteris. And it's telling me that you cannot use a tzipor from iranidachas for tzipoirei metzoyer. Fine. So let's go a little further. Like the Gemara lemay. Now, what? That's the tahiris. I have an extra word tahiris, which means mutaris. Ilishi luach. If it's coming to tell us, you have two tzipoirim by tzipoirei metzoyer. One you send away, one you share. Ilishi luach. So I don't need a posik to tell me Torahs. Since it's also bano, fashteitzach, that you can't use it for the mishalachas. You're going to send it away. You can take a tzipa from iranidachas. You're going to send it away. A hunter's going to find it, and he's going to eat it. So it comes out, your shiluach is a shiluch letakola. So Memele, so I don't need a posik to tell me you cannot use this tzipor for the mishulachas. It's poshet, it's a shalach letakol. Elo lishchita. Now this is what the posik is telling us. Toiris is coming to tell us that the tzipor that you shecht, if it's also ba'achila, it's also ba'no, it's posel. It's possible for the shchuta. That's what the Tahiris is coming to tell us. You're not allowed to take a tzipor that's from iranidachas to use it for the shchuta. That's pshat in the Gemara. I just like to mention, we mentioned before, Nafkufta Zvov, but God over here, the Achroinim say the same thing, Ashar HaMelech, Mishlo HaMelech. This is a Moiridike Gemara. The Gemara says to use a tzipor that to use a tzipa that's also bachila banoa as the mishulachas, it's poshid, you can't use it. Why? Because it's a shlach letakola. You're going to send out an osadik tzipa. Someone's going to eat it, and shlach letakola. Iskan shoyel aben, he sends out this tzipa. Fine. There's no label on it that that's from Ira Nidacha. Someone is going to chap this tzipa. He's going to eat it. He's going to shecht it. He's going to eat it. Lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. Will he be over an aveira? It's also bechila, it's also bano. But there's a klal, ignorance is bliss. That means, in 120 years, he's gonna come with nebez and shalmailon, and they say, you know, you ate, a tzipper of irani tachas. Said, yeah? I don't know. I just know one thing. Acheram lahatois. The rabbi, it says in the Torah, I can be soymech and roiv. I can be soymech and roiv. Now, how many oifes that are flying around are from the tzipa from the Irani Dachas? A very minute. So, Mamela, roiv oifes are akosha. No, so Mamela, I'm soymech and roiv. By treifes, you soymech and roiv. Am I soymech and roiv? If chas v'sholem was also bachila, I'm an onus. A person who's saymech harayv, Tosfos Nachilat says, a person who's saymech harayv is an onus. He comes, no tainus. He goes straight through all the, that's no problem whatsoever. So memele is a shleklich hakashadadik. Bar says, I know you can't use it for the mishalachas. It's a shalach litakola. What kind of takola is though? A person will eat it, no problem whatsoever. Can eat it, no avere, gonish, gonish. This kasha, the chsam sefer is, the shara melech is, and the mishnah melech is, this kasha. It's a moiridike kasha. So they all say a moiridike yesod. That's 100% true. The person who ate the bird, no problem whatsoever. He was seimach and roiv, he ate it, he wasn't over any yesod whatsoever. You know who's the sheik is? The one who sent it out. You were, by sending it out, you were machshalayid, even though he'll come with a good lawyer, achirab b'lahatis, but you were machshalayid, and all of them shtelzu a musig that ein mevatla nisa lechatchila. That means you're taking a dover horse, and through sending it out, and ayid will be allowed to eat it. So they all bring a raya, and they bring this comparison. It was also the same thing. I have a piece of treif and a meat. I mix it up with kosher meat, shishim. It's if you eat it now, it's kosher. It's bottled b'ray. But ein mevatlan is lechilik. They won't say it's awesome in a Torah. So that is the iso. It's a shalach l'takola, not on the oichel, on the mishalayach. Al kaponim, let us see Rashi. Ulamai, Amar Rav Nachman, tahiris lamu'utei tzipoirim shelira nidachas. Lamai, lahai minayu itzach kro lahach, doha mishaleach, pshite shalira nidachas. I don't need a posik tahiris to tell me you're not allowed to send it out. Do shalira nidachas laba shiluachu. Li omra tahira shlach le takole. The moment you're a nidachas also. Ve'im yishalchenu yibnei odom tzodino yisol achazman. So that v'shteitzach, you're not allowed to do such a thing. Elo b'shchuta. Afelohi d'shchuta anihim. That's the miyud. V'le'ochli lo. No one is going to eat the shchuta. V'yochel l'sofa achar shchitem. Le'teisem irani dachas. Now, so what is the Gemara saying? So now, I have here a pasuk Tahiris. Tahiris is coming to tell us that you not, Tahiris means the translation of Tahiris is Mutareis, and the Pasuk is coming to tell us that you cannot use a tzipor from an ir anidachas to use it as the shchute. And what is the problem? Okay, that's the Pasuk is telling us, even though no one eats it. Zamiyut Tahiris you're not allowed to use. It has to be muta ba'achila and ba'no, this is also. Now, Rashi throws in a few words. V'yochel l'sarifa achar shchita. You can burn it after the shchita. That means you'll burn it. Now, it seems, let's learn Elach de Rashi. Rashi had a problem. And therefore Rashi had to solve the problem. Rashi had a problem. I have a posik to Hayrois to tell me you can't shecht it. So Rashi says, sure you can't shecht it. You have to burn it. It's shalal of a iranidachas. You have to burn it. Versteht sich, you can't shecht it. So Rashi says, no problem. Sure you can shecht it and then burn it. So Memele, without this posik of Tahiris, I would think you take a tzipa from the Iranidachas, you shecht it, you burn it, and Shalom al Yisrael, Tishkakos can gel toichet, you took him from the tzipa of the Iranidachas. So that's why I have a Miyu Tahiris, know that this oif is not kosher for an Iranidachas. That's the Ivre in Rashi. There's a Rishash on this Rashi that he brings a Loshon the Rambam. The Rambam says, it says like this, the Shlal Ha'ir, the stick bites, and you burn the Shlal Ha'ir. That's what it says in the post. It says, by the behemoth, that you kill the behemoth. Kill it lefi chorev. So, the Rambam says, v'horgim, the Pasuk speaks about a behemah, that you kill a behemah, v'nir nidachas, you kill lefi chorev. The Rambam says, v'horgim kol nefesh chaya. The Rambam says, not only you kill behemah, you kill kol nefesh chaya. So that means, that you kill the oifes, You kill kol nefesh chayah. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rishash understood the Rambam that by the behemoth you kill. Behemoth you kill kol nefesh chayah. You kill the oifes also. Rashi the problem, you have to burn it. Rashi says, you'll burn it later. So first the Rishash wanted to say, there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam held not only, the pasuk says, the behemoth you kill, the Rambam held, all kol nefesh chayah. So the Rambam didn't have any problem, you kill all nefesh chayah. Rashi held, and he has all the riches, the pasuk speaks about behemoth, the behemoth you kill, the oifus you don't kill, the oifus you have to burn. So Rashi had a kasha, so why do you need a posik to tell me that an oif on the Irani dachas is possible, toiros, versteht sich it's possible. You have to burn it. So Rashi says, no, you can burn it afterwards. That's how the Rishash wants to say pshat in Rashi. Okay. So that is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's Mahalach. That the Torah is coming to tell us with the word Torah is that the tzipor has to be mutter b'achila mutter b'ano la'afuki. If it's a tzipor that comes from Meir Anidachas, it comes from Meir Anidachas that you're not allowed to. So the shiluch is poshut. You're not allowed to. send it away without a posik because it's a shalach l'takola. Shiluach l'takola. No, it's coming to tell us you're not allowed to shecht it. Rava Omar, Rava says, l'mu'utei shaloi l'zavik lo acheres koidem shiluchel. Now, let's just say Oisabenik what we're talking about, then we have to figure out how we figure out the drash. Rava said like this, this pasuk is coming to tell us as follows. The din is, there are two tziporim. There's a tzipor that you shecht and the tzipor you send away. Fine. The koin was oisik by Metzora Aleph. He shechted one tzipor. He's about to send away another tzipor, and all of a sudden someone pats him on his back. You know, there's another Metzora here. Another Metzora? Out! So let's kill not two birds with one stone. Let's take, we have one bird here already. We have another Metzora. So before we send them away, we have another bird. We have one bird here already. So Mamela, let's use this bird. We need two birds. We'll get, instead of getting two birds, we'll get one bird. And we'll make a zivug, this new bird with this old bird. We have now two birds for the new Metzora. We have two birds for the new Metzora. I'll just say Oisavani Kabisl. So the Gemara says, so what do you want to do with this old bird? You want to use it twice? What do you do with it? To shecht it, you can't shecht it. Because there's a mitzvah of shiluah. You can't shecht it. No problem. I'll send it away. I'm sending it for two mitzvahim. If there's a din lishmoy, I'll send it away for two mitzvahim. Fine. Gevaldik. So without this pasuk, I would say that without this pasuk, I would say that it's good. What's wrong? But the Ranga Chavta Feigl, with one bird, we would matar two mitzvahim. That's what I would say. What's wrong with this? So the pasuk tells us, no, that's pshat and tahiris. Now we just have to figure out how we learn this out from Tahiris. That's another problem. But Al Kaponim, that's a preview of the Gemara. Now let's see the Gemara in the Beinik. So the Gemara says, Rava Oma Lemu'uti. This word Tahiris is coming Lemu'uti. Shoyle Zavig Lo Acheres Koidum Shiluchel. Before you send out this bird from the first Metzora, the second Metzora came, so don't say, let's just find another bird, and then I'll use the first bird twice. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what intention do you want to use this first bird? If you want to shecht it now, there's a mitzvah of shiluach. I would think that I would use it for shiluach. It's kamash malom, then you don't use it for shiluach. Let us see Rashi. Rava Omar, lahochi osi tahiris, shaloi yizavik la acheres. That you shouldn't take the first bird and use it again as part of a pair with a second bird. If a new Metzora came, he was Metzora, the first Metzora, he's about to be Mishaleach, the first bird. So the Koyin shouldn't say, Hove Acheres, let's bring another bird. Vizivgo, Lechayo shall mitzayra rishin. Or make a zivug. The second bird will be a zivug with the first live bird. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And you can't do it. Let's just skip this Rashi further. We'll come back to it mamish soon. Ulamai voice law the mitzayra. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you can't use it for a second mitzayre? I l'shchitim, aboy shiluach mishum mitzayre kam. You can't shecht it now. You have to send it away out the first mitzayre. Upshita dosa. Elo lishiluach. But typically, lishiluach the tavayu, I would think, with one shiluach, will help for two mitzvahoy. It's kamash malon, but it's no good. Now, we only have one big problem over here, so where does it say in Tahiris over here? It's a beautiful halacha. The Pasuk is telling me you can't send it for two mitzvahim. And where do you see this? That's Tahiris. Tahiris is telling me you can't send it for the second mitzvah. So, Kan Shayla Ben, where does it say in Tahiris that you can't send it back? Now let's go back to the Rashi that we skipped in the middle of the Rashi. The Hochi Mashme Tahirois Michlal the Ike Asurais. Tahirois means it should be mutter and not also. Umainihu Anish Eres the Mitzayra. The second one that's left over, that's also. You can't use it because Dani shells the mitzvah because that it has to be mutter, not also. Now, so we have to understand what Rashi is saying. What is Rashi saying? The ka asura is that it has to be mutter, not also, and that's why we're mamayit this oif. So now, I'd just like to say over a Mishnah Lamelech and the Dvar Avraham. Before I say over the Mishnah Lamelech, I'd like to mention there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Kedushin, a Libe de Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. What is, let's not go into the complexities, how we figure out the halacha. But there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. By the tziporim mitzora, you shecht one tzipor, you meshaleach the second tzipor. Fine. Shitas ha-Tosfos is that till you meshaleach it, it's also. It's also bachila. The second tzipor, till you mishaleich it, it's also bachila. You mishaleich it, and it becomes mutter bachila. That is shitas ha-Tosfos in Kedushin. Shitas Rashi is that it is mutter bachila. Like Rabbi Yochanan, it's mutter bachila. It never becomes, the tzipor ha-chai never becomes also bachila. We have here a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. So now, let us see something that is muradik interesting. If we'll learn like Tosfos in Kedushin, that the tzipor, before you mishaleach it, it's also bachila. It's such a thing, it's also bachila. So memele, it's not, we understand this Rashi. It says you have to take tzipor tahoyrois, you have to take a mutter dike tzipor. So memele, this tzipor from the first mitzvah, before you sent it away, is also bachila. So that's how we're memayited. You can't use it for the second mitzvah because it's also bachila. So according to Tosfos and Kedushin, this Rashi is moiradik. The problem is, Rashi is chaylik on Tosfos. But let's not go, we'll see a bigger problem soon. So, but let's just say the Rashi, the hochi mashma tahoyreis, mechlal deika asurais. And also deke, mechlal deika asurais, umay niu, hanisheris de metzoyre, the one that's left over from the tzoyre, that one is also, and that one you can't use. So if Rashi would hold like Tosfos in Kedushin, we would understand Rashi. Just one second. Let us look in Tosfos for one second. Now we'll see something which is eye-boggling. Shlo yizaveg lo acher, tzorch in hayech mashmezem mitoheres. How is this mashma from the word Torahs? Zok the Mishnah Lemelech, Shema Shemayim. Rashi should have asked this kasha, and Tosfos says no problem. And it's mamish v'nahapachu. It's mamish punkt verkehr. Tosfos did not understand the drash. Tzorichin haich mashma zemi Torahs. Where do you see from Torahs he can't use the Mishaleach? So, Zok the Mishnah Lemelech, I'm the Tosfos Kedushin. You, Tosfos and Kedushin themselves said, that it's also ba'achila till you send it away. So I can't use it now for the second mitzvah because it's also ba'achila. It says ta'irais. So you shouldn't have a problem. Tosfos has a problem. And Rashi that holds his mutter says, adochi mashme, ta'irais mechlal dika asuris. That an osadika bird, what an osadika bird? The one that you should have sent away from the first mitzvah, like an osadika bird, you can't use it for the second one. Like the Mishnah Melech is Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mehilchis Tumis Tzaraz, blies by Tzachi, and he doesn't understand Rashi, doesn't understand Taisvis. If the Shifas would have been Fakert, he would have been Shalom Al Yisrael, Tzachi Shitasim, but it's Mamish Pum Fakert. So he blives by a tzorachim. That's the Mishnah Melech's kasha. So we have to understand Rashi, we have to understand Tosfos. That's a big problem. So I'd like just to mention, this will be Messiah with this, Pshat and Rashi, Pshat and Tosfos. The Dvar Avram, Chelek Beis, Simen Ches, Onof Beis, Ois Dalet, says as follows, that what Rashi says, Tahoirois, Michlal, the Ike Asurais, I'm memayit an oif that is also, umayniu hanish eris, the mitzoirem, she says, also does not mean also bachila. Also means it's also teshecht. That's the Asurais. That means you need a bird that's mutter teshecht. And this bird you can't shech because it's a mitzvah of shiluach. That's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean asureis b'achila the way the Mishnah Melech understood Pshat. Rashi meant asureis to shech. And you need every bird has to be mutter to shech. And when you take the two birds, they have to be tahiris. They should be mutter to shech. And al kaponim, this one is also to shech. That's Pshat and Rashi. What is Pshat and Tosfos? Tosfos says, Tzorchin haich mashmezet b'toyres. The Mishmach couldn't think about Pshat and Tosfos. Zukta Chazaynish Hazay. He says, Tosfos holds that the tzipur hachai, till you send it away, is also. That's what Tosfos holds. So we ask Kikakasha, so what's the problem? So it's very good. Tairis, you need mutares to eat. It's also to eat. Zikta Chazaynish, let me ask you a shayla. By the first mitzoyre, how do you send it away? It's also to eat. That's Taisushita. Taisushita is the tziper achai before you send away. It's also to eat. So how do you ever send away a tzipor achai? So al kochoch, that what it's also to eat because of the mitzvah of shiluach, till shiluach it's also to eat, that wasn't nismayit from Tahiris. Because if that was nismayit from Tahiris, you'll never have a tzipor achai to send away. Tais v'shita is that every mitzvah, I have two tziporim, the first tzipor I shech, fine. Now, as soon as I shech the first tzipor, the second tzipor is also b'achila till I send it away. No. So if you're going to learn how lech tahiris means that the birds have to be mutter to eat, so my hands are tied. So how can I ever be mutter and mutzoyre? The minute I shech the first tzipor, the second tzipor, I'm b'taisis kedushin, is also to eat. So how you mutter and mutzoyre? You need Tahiris, both of them should be mutter to eat. The second one is also to eat as soon as you shechted the first one. So al kochoch, that what is an Issa Achille because of the mitzvah of Shiluach, the Pasuk isn't speaking about that, that will be Ma'akim Mitzvah Shiluach. If it's also to eat because of something else, no, that's Nismaya. But if it's also to eat only because of Mitzvah Shiluach, that wasn't Nismaya. Because every Tzipachai is also to eat. Every Tzipachai is also to eat. So that's like Sviskasha. So just like you could use it for the first Mitzvah, you could use it for the second Mitzvah also. By the second Mitzvah, this Gevorim Frum. By the first Mitzvah, you look away. I don't understand you. That was Taisus Kasha. Taisus Frek, that means Al Kolchoch, if it has to be Mutter to eat. But the Sibir cannot be because of the Mitzvah of Shiluach Atzipur. Because if that is the Rachilu B'Mahakim Mitzvah Shiluach, you'll never have Shiluach Mitzvah in your life. So Al-Koch of that Issa-Achille was not mentioned in Tehiris. So Tehiris says that just like it doesn't pass through the first Shiluach, it shouldn't pass in the second Shiluach. So Achiyonech Mashmezemi Tehiris. That's what the Chazanish says. This is Pshat and Tehiris.